It's 4:30 in the morning here on the Capitol. Tehran, you're watching Press TV's Top 5. May, thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the Iranian foreign minister has criticized the U.S. president's anti-Tehran comments at the United Nations, calling them, quote, ignorant hate speech. Now, Mohammad Javad Zarif says Donald Trump's address belongs in medieval times, which is unworthy of a reply. At the U.N. General Assembly, Trump accused Tehran of supporting terrorism. The U.S. president said Iran was using its resources for exporting chaos to the region. He also called Iran's nuclear deal with the P5+1 group of countries, quote, an embarrassment and one of the worst agreements Washington had ever been involved in.
The Iran deal was one of the worst. We cannot let a murderous regime continue these destabilizing activities while building dangerous missiles, and we cannot abide by an agreement if it provides cover for the eventual construction of a nuclear program.
The Iran deal was one of the U.S. president also accused Iran of oppression and violation of the rights of its citizens. He also called on the Islamic Republic to free American citizens who he said had been unjustly detained. Donald Trump made the remarks during his maiden speech at the 72nd session of the U.N. General Assembly in New York. Joining us via Skype from Missouri is Dean Henderson. He's a political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Henderson. Now, what do you make of Trump's remarks when it came to Iran? His overall speech was extremely fiery, very confrontational.
Well, your foreign minister had it right. Ignorant hate speech from medieval times. The guy's acting like a Neanderthal, you know. Well, not to disparage Neanderthals, actually. But, you know, it's just, he's a mobster, he's a junior mobster, he's kind of this guy that paraded himself as an outsider when in fact he's an insider, and he fooled a lot of these kind of alt-right people in this country with Steve Bannon, and that's the only reason he got elected. Unfortunately, you know, there's 35-40% of the country that acts about the same way Trump acts and deals with their problems in about the same way he deals with them, which is, you know, no negotiation, no talks, just threats, and usually empty threats, and you know, stuff like this. So it's just really it's embarrassing. I can't imagine any country at the United Nations being impressed with that, except of course Bibi Netanyahu and the Israelis. And it's pretty rich to say Iran is the sponsor of terrorism when in fact the US and Israel and Saudi Arabia and the city of London are the ones that sponsor ISIS, that sponsored Al Qaeda, that created the problems in Afghanistan, that created all the problems in the Middle East. So, you know, it's just a pack of lies from a psychopath. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that we have to put up with this kind of stuff.
Right, but Mr. Henderson, when Trump, for example, takes to a fora like the UN General Assembly's 72nd session and speaks against Iran in the terms that he did and against the nuclear deal the way that he did, how much of this rhetoric is going to translate into actual policy, though?
It won't. That's the thing. It won't translate into anything because, again, it's empty threats from a bully. That's what bullies do. They swing hard. They talk hard. They take one swing, you knock them down, they go crying home to their mama. And, you know, Trump's a classic bully. So it's not going to go anywhere. Why? Because the Europeans have many deals already in the pipeline with Iran. Actually, Boeing, an American company, has a deal already with the Iranians. You know, there's not going to allow him to jeopardize that. And even if he wants to get out of it, I don't even know if he can get out of it. So I think a lot of it's just, I don't know, the guy watched one too many gangster movies or something this morning, maybe stayed up too late last night or tweeting or something like this. But it's just typical Trump. It's empty threats. None of it's going to happen. North Korea, as far as that goes, I mean, the best thing you can do with an autarkic regime that just wants to be left alone is just leave it alone. And he's just keeps sticking the hornet's nest like an idiot and getting this kind of response. And why wouldn't he when, in fact, we're the ones threatening North Korea with exercises with South Korea every other day, with 7 military bases in Japan, with overflights of F-1 bombers and things like this. So, you know, we're the ones that are provoking. We're the provokers. We're the terrorists. Again, it's just psychopathic ramblings. You know, the guy needs to look in the mirror. The whole country needs to look in the mirror at a fading empire in the throes of its deathbed that says these kind of outlandish, crazy things because really there's nothing in the tank anymore.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's political commentator Dean Henderson joining us via Skype from Missouri. Mr. Henderson, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.